When the Supreme Court struck down the key provisions of the Defense of Marriage Act in June, it was a moment of jubilation for same-sex binational couples. Many immediately applied to sponsor their spouses for green cards. WNYC's Mirella Ivorak was there as one couple took the final step in that process.
Walking from their apartment in West Harlem to catch an early morning train, Heather Morgan and Maribeth Dugo look like dozens of New Yorkers around them on an ordinary day. But for them, it's a special day.
We're feeling really excited. This is the day we've been waiting for a really, really long time. So the fact that it's here is almost surreal, but really incredible.
This morning when we get up, it's something, we look to each other and say, something changed today, it's a big day.
It's the day of their green card interview. Morgan, a U.S. citizen, is sponsoring her wife, Betugo, who's from Spain. And she says they're not feeling nervous about proving to immigration authorities that their marriage is bona fide.
There's a lot more adrenaline and sort of feeling like we're pumped up than actually being nervous.
Small gestures, like the way Betugo frequently fixes Morgan's coat, hint at their long relationship. They met 15 years ago in Madrid, started dating 5 years ago, and got married at their favorite Italian restaurant in Chelsea 2 years ago. At a coffee shop, they go through documents they need for the interview with their lawyer, Tom Plummer.
Marriage birth certificate.
Okay.
Marriage certificate.
Okay.
Next to official documents, they're also bringing personal items to show the arc of their relationship.
Love letters over the years.
Wedding announcements.
Wedding announcements.
Pictures from the wedding. Yeah, pictures of you guys through the years.
Congratulations cards when we got engaged and when we were married. Holiday cards.
So far, the couple has used a patchwork of temporary legal solutions, including tourist, student, and employer-sponsored visas that allowed Verdugo to stay in New York. But a green card will allow her to permanently live in the U.S. Plummer has already accompanied 5 same-sex couples to green card interviews. He says it's a particularly exciting moment.
For many families who've been waiting so long for this moment and have, you know, crossed the border, constantly concerned that they would be turned away, to walk right in the front door of immigration and say, we're a family, treat us equally, I think it's hard for that to sink in.
It starts gradually sinking in for Morgan and Betugo when they walk out of their interview, which takes only 10 minutes.
Great news. The officer said we had a really easy case, and he was clear that we were a family.
So excited. This moment when you realize that your dream came true, totally came true. We are so, so happy.
Betugo's green card is expected in the mail within a month. With the stability it brings, the couple says they can move on to their next dream, parenthood. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ivorek.